The back-to-school shopping list can be stressful for parents, especially when money is already tight. And this year, inflation is making that stress even worse for many families across Massachusetts. WBUR's Yasmin Ammer checked in with one family in Quincy, checking off the items they'll need for the new school year.
10-year-old Joshua is getting ready to start middle school. He's got a lot to look forward to.
Like science programs, after-school programs, and like, I want to join a team, but I don't know what yet.
He does know he loves learning about weather, even spent some of his summer reading about storms. Lightning sometimes comes from the ground up, apparently. Soon, Joshua will learn more science in the classroom. To prepare, he takes inventory of his new school supplies.
So I have 3 Sharpies, 2 blue, two blue notebooks.
His 4-year-old sister, Liberty Grace, and his mom, 40-year-old Dion Lucaw, watch Joshua tear open the plastic wrapping and spread his colorful notebooks on the couch. Lucaw says school shopping this year was different.
I had to start early, like a month, because the prices are so high and you have to get the right deals at the right time.
That means going to more stores, comparing prices, coupons, yard sales, leaving no stone unturned. Lucaw's been resourceful.
We learned to cut corners. You know, we go to the buy nothing groups. Online, on Facebook, people have clothes and stuff like that. And it's just like, people are trying to help each other out.
Inflation is stretching finances for lots of families. According to federal data, prices were up about 7% in Greater Boston in July compared to the same time last year. And Lucaw feels it, not just when she's buying sneakers and notebooks.
The prices are out of control. It really is. Do you know a loaf of bread used to cost me $2? Now it's $3.49. In just past couple of months for a loaf of bread. Gallon of milk, $5 for a gallon of milk.
Lucaw's budget is about $1,200 a month. That has to cover rent, utilities, and expenses for her and her 2 children. She turned to a Boston nonprofit called Women's Money Matters for help. They coach women with low incomes on how to manage their finances. Danielle Piscadlo is the executive director. She says many of her clients have lost wages during the pandemic.
The kind of 1-2 punch of feeling like we are still not out of, you know, the she session that was caused by COVID. And then on the heels of that, having, you know, the rising inflation and rising prices is just a whole new dynamic.
The women she serves learn all about budgeting, banking, and building credit. Still, so much of the economy is outside their or any one person's control, especially in expensive cities like Boston, where the real estate website Zillow lists median rent for a 2-bedroom at $3,400 a month.
And we're very cognizant of the fact that you cannot budget your way out of poverty, and that larger barriers like the lack of housing or affordable childcare, like how much those do impact the women that are in our programs and their finances.
Lucaw knows this better than anyone. She's staying within her budget. But it's not easy. One of her kids is going to middle school. And you remember middle school, all that peer pressure.
So he wants the name brand clothes, name brand sneakers. And I told him, Josh, listen, we're going to have to compromise here, buddy.
Mommy.
Yes, Liberty Grace.
You forgot to get me new leggings and new socks.
I will get you some new, yes, we have to get Liberty Grace some new leggings and new socks for her back to school shopping list.
Liberty Grace is going to preschool. Luca is hoping for a fresh start too. She'll look for work after she took a few months off to care for her kids while they were home over summer vacation.
Being a parent, I want to give them the world. They're great. And I love them. I love them. But sometimes I just wish, like, give them more. But it will come. It will come.
She's celebrating her wins, like knowing even with inflation, she provided her kids with what they need for the school year ahead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmin Ammer.